Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at SB Nation Radio. And you know what? Our Rio Olympic recap, it's going to continue this evening. And right now, I want to focus our attention on brands and, you know, how the brands capitalized on the 2016 Olympics in Rio. What about Ryan Lochte, the impact of his crisis? How did that affect his brand? And we are delighted to have back with us one of the smartest guys in the business. He has all the answers from Block 6 Analytics. That is the CEO and founder who is a leading expert in sports sponsorships and analytics. And that, of course, is Adam Grossman. Good evening.
Great to talk to you.
Well, it's good to have you back. But first and foremost, before we break it all down, congratulations on Block 6 Analytics. You guys are a finalist for the 2016 Stadia Ventures Fall Accelerator. And I know you guys were selected as one of the top 10 best growth companies in sports. That's very exciting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, this competition is to identify the top companies that are, as you said, growing in the sports industry. And what we have found is, you know, both in the business and considering how fast we're growing, and you were saying before having all the answers, which I very much appreciate, so it might be a slight hyperbole.
Oh, we love you, Adam. Okay.
But the idea is that we're a solutions-based company. We are trying to find answers to pressing questions in the sports industry, whether it's coming up with how much value do sponsors get by partnering with teams, or how much value does an athlete drive to an individual team, or how can events and leagues and athletes have the best platforms and the best technology in order to communicate value to all of their internal and external audiences, whether it's to the partners or the media or to shareholders or to fans. You know, we're really focused on being a solutions-oriented company, and I think that's the reason that we've gained so much traction and the reason we were selected as a finalist in the Stadia Ventures competition.
Okay, so the Rio Olympics, they're now in the rearview mirror. What are, would you say, some of the brands that came out on top and were winners at the Olympics? Some of the brands that perhaps caught your attention? I mean, I thought Coke did very well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Coke, McDonald's, I think the brands that, one of the things that was really interesting about this Olympics is that they're actually, even though there was a lot of engagement, there wasn't necessarily as much drama as there has been in past Olympics. In particular, you know, a lot of the stars who people thought were going to be stars ended up being stars, whether it was Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt, Katie Ledecky, Simone Biles. You know, a lot of those stars ended up being the stars who performed the best, particularly from an American perspective. So the idea of those stars really, you know, and they already had significant advertising and brand deals, you know, whether it's, you know, with some of the ones that you mentioned, whether it's Coke or Speedo or Tide. So I think a lot of the brands ended up making the right bets on individual athletes, even though, you know, some of these brands are not necessarily allowed to actually specifically advertise during the Olympics, unless you're an official Olympic sponsor, you're actually prevented by the Olympics from actually advertising. But the idea of these athletes being associated, you know, in the run-up to the Olympics and then after the Olympics, really being able to generate a high number of people who see them, a high engagement with their fans. I think those sponsors made good bets on those athletes, and the athletes delivering such, robust performances, particularly, you know, when you talk about Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and Katie Ledecky, and all of those athletes have really been extraordinary in their performance, and that's something that brands can really identify with and want as a part of their as a part of their marketing plans going forward.
The CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics, Adam Grossman, is back with us tonight at SB Nation Radio. Check us out online at sbnationradio.com. Of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eradiosports. You can always email the show at info@eradiosports.com, and go to podcastarena.com. Click on our tab, and you can listen to all of our amazing guests. As we take a look back at the Rio Olympics, it faced so many challenges leading up to it. You know, the Zika virus, corruption. So many athletes, in fact, said thanks, but no thanks, and opted not to go. How did this impact the brand overall?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I actually think the Ryan Lochte, you know, we might be talking about this later, but the Ryan Lochte situation actually maybe was the best thing that happened to the Olympics from a brand perspective. I think there was such a negative attitude and perception towards Brazil, based off the, you know, the health concerns, the political concerns, the security concerns. And as, you know, that definitely impacted the attendance at a lot of, there was a lot of attendance issues, both in terms of, you know, people maybe not being able to get to the events or get through security or going to the events, even, you know, signature events like track and field, which typically are have attendance filled to the, you know, stadiums filled to the brim, didn't have, you know, they were halfway filled venues. And I think the idea of, you know, it looked like there was going to be this negative or mostly, you know, maybe a different storyline that Brazil did perform better than people thought given the buildup. But this Ryan Lochte situation really put an interesting spin on the Olympics as a whole, in particular the host nation. The idea that, you know, they thought, a lot of people thought they were unfairly judged and unfairly, you know, put in a bad light. And it's almost turned the tide on how much, at least from a public perception perspective, on what people think about the Olympics. And I think that's also, you know, obviously Ryan Lochte sponsors, and he lost a bunch of sponsors in the aftermath of what he said and what he did. And, you know, his brand is at least built on, you know, it's built on his performance in the pool, which wasn't as, you know, strong as some of the other athletes, but it's also built on him being, you know, in some ways a likable guy and somebody who's not taking himself too seriously. But the idea of, you know, a star athlete being in a crisis situation that actually shows how Brazil was doing its job correctly, I think actually ended up being a net benefit for the Olympics as a whole, and obviously a huge negative for Ryan Lochte.
Can he recover from this Rio scandal?
Yeah, I think so. But the problem for him, you know, we try to separate out performance, you know, athletic performance, and then off field, or off, in this case, out of the pool performance. I think the problem with him is that his, you know, in the pool performance, is one of the things that was helpful for Michael Phelps, who had gone through his own series of controversies, particularly involving drugs and involving DUI and, you know, all these different controversies that he went through, is that he obviously could come back into the pool. And there was part of him, and there's an interesting narrative about, you know, he retired, he came back, is he really the greatest swimmer of all time? Does he have a rival? Ryan Lochte could potentially be that rival. And then Michael Phelps has, you know, vanquished him, and among all the other rivals that he's vanquished in the pool, which makes his story even more compelling. It's going through these conflicts and going through these issues, and then, you know, both in the pool and out of the pool, being able to rise above it. The problem for Ryan Lochte is it's not clear that he will be able to participate in events and competitions going forward, even if he wanted to. I mean, he's already 32 years old, which is on the upper end of swimmers. You know, this is likely going to be his last Olympics. It's not clear, you know, and the lasting impression is of you making up a story when your brand is all about, and the brands that people want to associate is all about authenticity and really connecting with fans, and this is a big turnoff. It's something that could be a huge issue, and, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to come back. I think he's done at least starting to do a good job of taking responsibility and basically, you know, saying that he at least exaggerated what he said before and trying to right the wrong to a certain degree, but I think it's going to be very difficult for him to come back.
Adam, how would you advise him? I mean, what should he do next? I mean, what's that next move that he should make? Because you have to wonder, how in the world is he going to recover from just massive loss in sponsorships? How's he going to recover financially?
Yeah, it's a really good question. For him, it's going to be difficult, again, because he is at the end of his competitive life cycle. In the book that I was the co-author of called The Sports Strategist, we identify crisis management strategies. And the one that he's really employing now is mortification. Really is, you know, doing everything possible to accept responsibility. A good potential example is Michael Vick with dog fighting.
Okay.
You know, he obviously was caught essentially in a lie about dog fighting and then immediately admitted what he was doing wrong and then has gone out of his way to be an advocate for animals afterwards in terms of being a promoter for the ASPCA and really, you know, becoming a brand ambassador for the safety of animals. And again, it's going to be harder for Ryan Lochte to do that, but really doing something, not just saying you're sorry, but taking actions that would help, you know, people in Brazil and help the people who, you know, even security guards or help with violence or help, you know, put a spotlight on issues that he kind of put a spotlight on in a negative way, really focusing on those issues and really showing how he could be a help and a benefit. I think it's probably his best and potentially his only way of saving that image and saving that brand. And Americans do like redemption stories. They do like when people overcome conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And that potentially is one way that he could do it.
We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at info@eradiosports.com. And twice as always nice, go to podcastarena.com, click on our tab, and you can listen to all of our amazing guests. The CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics, Adam Grossman, is with us. Stick around after this quick timeout. We'll be right back at SB Nation Radio.